Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach, Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
All right. Good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start. This is Nicola Smith Jackson, and we are going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind, so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that's for you to build a big business. And I, along with special guests here from time to time, we're coaching you Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you have not done this already, go ahead and share this call with other people. They can dial in to 602-753-1848 or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithnicola. Guys, we're wrapping up this series, and you got to go ahead and set yourself for the pace of your new season. It's time to get uncomfortable. Normally, you don't get a warning to get uncomfortable. Normally, uncomfortable takes you by surprise because most people will try to prepare, right? Uncomfortable. Like the other day, I got caught in the rain, and it made me feel uncomfortable. I didn't prepare. I didn't have an umbrella. Even though I saw the clouds, how many times have we seen the warning signs that there is a new season erupting? Sometimes we can feel it in our soul. Sometimes it's just unsettling in our spirit. Sometimes there are things happening around us that we'll choose to act like they're not. All of these things are giving you the heads up that there is a new season. But now you're getting the clarion call that it's time for you to get uncomfortable. Anytime you're trying to go to another level, your existing level must be tested. You must be stretched, must be challenged, or you won't be qualified for the next season. And so don't have a testy, hissy fit, get mad about your new season and what it takes to get there. Today we are going to be coming out of the book of Philippians chapter 3, verses 12 through 13. Typically we use this scripture where it's like talking about goals. You have a goal. You have a goal to stop responding to different seasons the same way, because there's always something to learn as we grow. So we got to go to the Lord to acknowledge that we ain't there yet. I don't care how much you know, how great you think you are, you ain't there yet. See, that's why for me, I never try to act like I'm there, because I want God to keep using me. I need to continue to be that clay, allowing him to be the potter. The biggest mistake that happens is when people think that they've already gotten there yet, and when they end up in their uncomfortable time moving into their new season, they're the one like, oh, it's me? Guys, calm down. Tone it down. Humble yourself. Let God use you however he wants to so you can just get there. Go to the Lord together and acknowledge him. Father God, we thank you. We honor you on this day. This is the day that you made, and we're so glad and we're joyous that we're in the land of the living. Dear Lord, we're thanking you and we're honoring you that anytime we wake up, another day is another opportunity for us to grow, another opportunity for you to do the things that you need to do to us in order for us to do great things, do those great exploits, kingdom. Dear Lord, right now as we decrease so that your Holy Spirit can increase, we want to have full reign in the air of power start your day. We just don't know enough. We're just not good enough. We're just not powerful enough without you to do the things for you. We're humbling ourselves, oh Father God, but we're coming boldly before your throne, making our petitions made known on this day. Mold us. Remove anything that's out of you from us. Help us to have a brand new perspective on the new season. As we're approaching this new season, we'll count it all joy. We'll be thankful for everything that you give us and even everything that you take away. We're putting all of our trust in you, keeping you first in every single thing that we do. We honor you and we cover and seal this prayer with the blood of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen. So, guys, let's hop right into our scripture, because this is the deal. Getting uncomfortable so you can expand your capacity. We talked about this already. You got to be stretched. We talked about this, that stretching is uncomfortable. Sometimes it's ugly. Everybody always wants the good. They might bear the bad, but no one wants to go through the ugly. And if you pay attention to what Christ our Lord had to go through to get to the place where he has set us all free, and we're made in the likeness of his image, that we're not going to go through anything to get to what God has called us to do, absolutely not. The perspective must change on what success is and what growth is. And when people act like they know it all, you're like, how do you know? You've never gotten to your highest level. How do you know? We must all lean on the word of God, because this is true. Philippians 3, chapter 12, and we're going into 13. Not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on, that I may lay hold of that which Christ Jesus also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself as to those. Therefore, let us, as many as are mature, and anything you think otherwise, God will reveal even this to you. Guys, Philippians chapter 3, verses 12 to 15 is saying, just like we talked about last week, you got to grow up to go up to bowl, but it's required. Being uncomfortable to take you to the next level is no longer a surprise. You can move past the, oh, woe is me. Oh, my mercy, everybody's leaving me behind. Oh, no one's helping me. Oh, I don't get this. I don't get that. Listen, we are never victims. We were always victorious through the Lord Jesus Christ. You don't have to be perfect to get to the next level. As a matter of fact, Apostle Paul, the chief apostle, say you ain't going to be perfect. If he laid it down for the Gentiles, you and me, to show us what Christ was really like, what it was supposed to be, what are we supposed to do, then you darn sure ain't all the way there. So guess what? Stop watching that and start pressing towards your purpose. Start practicing so you can go to the next level. Because we talk about practicing to get paid, and that means that you know that it's okay to be uncomfortable. But you just don't stay there. That's why the Word of God tells you to keep on moving, keep on pressing through. Anything that you got to press through is telling you already that there is resistance. So here on Financial Freedom Friday, We are no longer caught by surprise. Nobody wants to hear your problems because you are the solution. No longer holding your head down as if you don't have something in your hand that God has given you the power, the ability to get wealth in every area. It's time that you start exercising what you learned this week on how to have the high spirits in the down time. A lot of people out there need you, because a lot of people out there are not hearing what you're hearing. Do you understand? Do you understand? Have you been getting the opportunity for someone to just tell you like your T.I. is, to go out and hear it for your children's children and go people? Special in the kingdom, but it's time we start acting like it. Now, I got to get some help to work the board on this morning. Now, hopefully, Trina's able to hear. Trina, are you there? Are you able to hear where we can open up the line? And can you call out the last four of the telephone number, the first three, so much? If we can open up the line, I got to get help. Manager, she's going to call you now. Be ready. Press star number one and let's come on in and share. Let's be ready. You can share if you're uncomfortable right now, because we want you to leave it here on today so you can move forward and go to your next level. It's a new season. Go ahead, Trina. If you're able to call out the number, I can see anybody. All right. Okay. All right, so we got last four, 8690. Trina, you'll probably have to call out the first three and the last four for us.
I heard you once.
Hey.
Hey, it's Brandy from Atlanta. How are you?
Hey, how are you? How are you? Okay.
I am.
Oh. Awesome, awesome, awesome. I tell you, I put on this morning. I want you to ship to go ending this series without hearing from our family. Tell us a little bit about what you've learned or what has happened to you through this week and getting uncomfortable so you can expand your capacity.
Well, I will say that I am uncomfortable now, but I woke up before, well, no, yesterday I decided when you did, when you asked the girl yesterday to share her what if I do and what if I don't, and I really wanted to share mine, so I hope I can do that.
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, so under my dues, if I do, it allows me to have financial freedom, of course, allows me to have time, but going deeper, like, I want to set the example for my family and my friends, because there's not a lot of people around me that are successful, and going into, you know, the things that I've learned previously, I want to break those family strongholds and shift the generation, because my mother, my grandmother, you know, it just, I won't necessarily say that they're stuck, but I don't want to be in that position. And then, you know, I came through school and had to get student loans and things like that. And me having, you know, access to my nieces and my nephews and them trying to figure out school now that they're graduating, like, I don't want them to have to go through the same things that I did and waste time like I did. And then, as well as I've been in relationships where I've been taken care of all the time, and I don't want to do that anymore because, you know, you're dependent on people and they change. And if I don't, I'll still be caught, you know, and stuck in the matrix, and nothing's going to change, and I'll still be working a 9-to-5, and then those that come after me will have to figure it out, and I don't want them to have to do that anymore.
Mm-hmm. That is extremely powerful. And, you know, I was sharing with our meeting on last night that I went shopping.
I was there.
A gentleman that helped me. Oh, you were there. Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
So you heard me. He asked me how did I become so successful, and I told you, you got to definitely write it down. You got to be very, very clear on what you want to experience. And most people don't take the time out because they're scared to, because they don't think they're ever going to experience what they write down. And I need you guys to know that if you can even conceive it, like if it comes to your mind, that's something you can achieve. I don't care how far-fetched it is at the time. You got to believe that you can have that. But what I need you to know is it's something that you said in the standpoint of you don't want people who come behind you to have to suffer, and that's what we're talking about, the solution. That's how we become the solution. But I want to share something with you. There's a little quick deal about even myself. I shared that earlier on in the series about, hey, I was that person. I was nowhere near perfect. I was that person. If you had no money, if we were dating, you had no money, you got no time, and I wasn't giving nothing up. And I need you guys to know something, that that was the wrong perspective. And it could have almost sabotaged my entire life, the wrong perspective, especially for women who believe that it's the man's job to take care of you, or even the men who think that it's the woman's job to take care of you. You have to be always a contributor, always coming to the table, some skin in the game, just like you do in business. Whenever you are, Dr. Monroe would always tell us that even in business relationships, everyone should strive to be an asset. So when you shared that, you touched on something that we're going to be doing in Pink Millionaire. You know, I'm coming out with this Pink Millionaire Club for Women. And a lot of my close mentees will say, you just got to do a class on this stuff. What we got to realize is that what you said is that when people are taking care of you, they change. No, they don't change, they get tired. They don't change, they get tired. It's only a matter of time. But if you are always put toward the high call yourself, you become more attractive. That's for both genders. When a person sees, because earlier we talked about men who probably can't take care of their families the way they would like to, and they get desperate and go in despair and start maybe doing things that they don't have any business doing, maybe to get money, what have you. Women, we always, whenever we don't know our purpose, it gets us in trouble. This is why we said the other day, do yourself and everyone else around you a favor and pursue your purpose. That was a message I had to get. I wouldn't be here today. I need you to know something. Once you start pursuing your purpose, all those things that came from the outside where people, you want to make sure other people do this and other people do that, it won't even matter anymore. The only thing you'd be looking for first is to please God, and the next is to just help his people. Things that I did will become, that it's like amnesia to me. The Holy Spirit will bring it to my remembrance at the right time, the right conversation. For the ladies on the line, here I am, the number one earner in our company, but I need you guys to know that that started as a result of the wake-up call that we as kingdom builders must always be assets, always be a solution, never be the problem, never be liability. Thank you so much for being so honest. I would love to hear the next caller come in. You know, this is so serious right here, guys, because I don't know, Trina, do we have another caller in the queue? Do we have another caller in the queue? I am so passionate about what that young lady just shared. And the 709-4240, is that the next caller in the queue? 709 is your first three, last four, 4240. Is that the next caller?
Good morning, Nicola. Good morning, Nicola. Michael.
Hey, Michael, how are you?
Oh, man, I'm super blessed. I'm loving the series. And, you know, wow, what you talked about is so important about the do's and the don'ts. And, you know, God would never show us something that he can't perform, but he wants us to do our part just like he does his. And it's already written, you know, man should not live by bread alone, but every word proceeded out of the mouth of God. And whatever it is that we say, we shall have. And once you start to believe and trust, and there's, you know, even everybody that has come into financial service and that's under your leadership, God did not make a mistake. We're here for a reason, and you're showing us how to get wealth. But most of the time when we're looking to be successful, we measure everything around us as success. But when you have complete wholeness, that's your success, and everything else follows in. And for me, I've had a major, major financial shift for his life, for his relationships, for his everything. And just seeing God unravel and unfold everything that the devil that I allow, let me say that I allowed the devil to come in. Let me say that again, that I allowed the devil to say in. Because, see, as long as I got strength, I can do anything through Christ who strengthens me. So right, when I was going through that financial breakthrough, everybody was celebrating me as long as I had something. But as soon as I didn't have anything, I found out where my real love was, and his name was Jesus. And so sometimes when you can't do nothing, you can't do nothing but moan until you find the Lord, and no matter what you're going through. And so I'm here today to encourage my sisters and brothers. Trust and believe with God with all thine heart, and lead not to your own understanding, and watch him deliver what it is that he said that you can have. Go out and process this. This thing is not as hard as we make it. It's the obedience that causes us to fail. But I'm telling everybody under the sound of the things that the Lord is doing in my life, and we're talking about somebody that hasn't had a job in 20 years, and I've been just walking around earth getting this and getting that. So just imagine if I just crank it up just a little bit, what it is that God is doing for me. And everything that God is doing for me is all favor. We ain't talking about no credit. We ain't talking about what it is that somebody else got a co-sign for you, who can do this, who that. You better understand it's the Lord himself that will do any and everything that you need possibly in your life, and you will create wealth. I'm stirred up this morning. I'm stirred up.
Absolutely, Michael. I love the piece where you're like, I got to take responsibility. Y'all hear me say this a lot, is that most of the pain that we have been dealing with is self-inflicted, and people can go back to their childhood and go back to places that there was a turning point, something happened to you that shifted your perspective on people, on life, on trust, on love, on all these different things. But then now that we are grown, the first scripture in the book of Isaiah told us, put away those childish things. And so now when we're able to say that we grown now, we have a choice. And let's think about what we do in the natural. We can do that in the supernatural. If something was on your foot, what would you do? You'll just move it. The same thing with these obstacles in our life. You can choose to say, be gone, with just the faith of a mustard seed. We're not using the power or the tools that God has given us. We stay under the circumstances. Yes, I'm like you too. In a moment, I may complain, and then I got to get shift the wake-up call and say, hold on. You might can't change the situation, but you can change the way you look at it. You can change the way you respond to it. You might not can change the person, but you can change your demographic or proximity to the person. You might can't change this, but you can change that. Just like what if you do and what if you don't? Just focus on the things you can change and lay down the things you can't and give it to God. Let me tell you guys something. Getting uncomfortable and being that it's a part of it, changing your perspective, the things that used to bring you pain is going to start bringing you pleasure, and the things that brought you pleasure is going to start being painful. Like right now, it probably feels like it's pleasurable to sit down and watch TV or scroll down social media, and you're going to have the pain of life when you start being able, when you're at a place where you can't move like you're moving right now, and you're going to wish you had got up and moved today. You don't know if it's even tomorrow where you ain't going to be able to get up and move, so you better move today like you're not sure about what's about to happen tomorrow. Guys, let's go out there and make it happen. Uncomfortable seasons, they're not bad at all. It's just your time. It's your season for your next level. Bless you guys.